Hi there, it's me, Gina Murphy Darling, aka Mrs. Green, and today I'd like to share with you yet another one of my magnificent green obsessions. And believe it or not, it has everything to do with the health of the planet. It's about healthy you, which, by the way, I'm not very good at, but I'm getting a little bit better. You know how they tell you in the airplane to put your own oxygen mask on before you assist your child? Well, there's an obvious reason for that, and I think some of the same thing goes for self-care. How can you preserve this great planet of ours if you're not doing things to preserve your own health? If you are driving along listening to this, I do not advise you to take a deep breath and close your eyes. But if you are in a safe and stationary spot, do consider closing your eyes and answer some of the following questions. How many servings of fresh fruit and vegetables are you eating on a daily basis? FYI, I choose not to answer this one on the air, so obviously it's something I need to work on. When was the last time you really took the time to be out in nature? And I don't mean the time between parking your car and going on to your next appointment. I mean really making a date with yourself to get outside, take a walk, a hike, a bike ride, a visit to many of the really cool places that we live in Tucson, and many of them are free, like our parks and a loop around the city. We can't help preserve a planet we are disconnected from. And right now is the time when the desert speaks. Almost all of the cacti are in bloom, and I am honestly tuned into that one and have actually stopped my car recently several times to take pictures of saguaros and prickly pears and cholas. Their flowers are blooming, and they are among the most beautiful and stunning when you're driving around out here. So open your eyes. Keep your eyes open for the display of nature at its finest. Maybe the most important part of this message is about asking yourself, with your eyes still closed, how am I doing overall with taking care of myself on a consistent basis? Do I even think of that as a concept? How many hours per week do I disconnect from my electronic devices to just be? How many times a week do I put into exercise my calendar and then make sure I keep that date? When was the last time I read a book? When was the last time I took a mental health day and really made that day about me? In this crazy world, with a planet at risk, with lots of people on the news yelling at us and telling us what to think, with so many electronic devices invading our spaces, it's more important than ever before to get off the treadmill of life and, yes, make it all about you, because you matter, because family and friends probably like having you around, and because the planet needs us all to connect more with nature so that we are all on board with preserving this great planet of ours. Okay. You can open your eyes now and go make some dates with yourself. And remember, sustainability is an inside job. For more information about all things green and sustainable, and to hear interviews with some of our amazing guests from all over the world talking about all of these things and all aspects of sustainability, please visit MrsGreensWorld.com, and thank you.